Two more. Let's knock them out.
Yeah. What's up? This is Movies On Up. Let the festivities begin. A man who is always ready to party is sitting right across from me. That is Mr. Dave Becella.
Always ready to end.
That is Mr. Dave. I am Ryan. We are Movies On Up. Let the festivities begin is our tagline for this episode. If you think you know what movie that comes from, you can send your guest to us in one of the following ways. You can send it in an email, moviesonup@gmail.com. You can leave your guests on our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesonup, or you can tweet your guests to us @moviesonup on the Twitter. If you are correct and if we choose you, you won't have to wait until the middle of the summer to get a prize package from us. It's midsummer. We are midway through our top 20 favorite Final Girls list. So we'll be doing 10 through 6 today, and Midsummer will be our movie episode for the end of the week. Now, our Final Girl from Midsummer does not appear here in our list at all. I think there's various reasons for that. I mean, if you haven't seen Midsummer, like certainly...
She survives.
Yeah. She's probably the reason she's the final girl. But I didn't think that was really in the spirit of the rest of these young ladies trying to overcome a killer. And that is one of the ways we have judged these characters. And that is by virtue of how dangerous their killer was or enemy to be defeated was, how capable we thought they were individually. And a factor that's going to come into play this week is our sequel score. So that is how many movies they were among the final girls in. All of those categories were rated from 1 to 5. And that total score, we were able to rank our women. And just to run down our previous 10, Barbara from Night of the Living Dead, 1990. Adelaide from Us. Jay from It Follows. Jenny from Friday the 13th Part 2, Anna from The Guest, Maddie from Hush, Aaron from Your Next, Tuffy from Feast, Dana from Cabin in the Woods, and just missing out on the top 10 was Tree from Happy Death Day 1 and 2. Now, we have mentioned heavily at the end of our last list episode that there is only one character in our top 10 that only appears in one movie. So how on earth could someone only appearing in one movie jump higher than someone like Tree, who appeared in 2. I will tell you how. By getting the first perfect score in our list. That is Laura Park Lincoln's Tina from Friday the 13th Part 7. Her perfect score comes in capability because she's essentially Carrie. It doesn't come much more capable than...
She's telekinetic.
Exactly. The ability to not only pull down buildings and stuff on Jason, but summon her dead father to drag him into the depths as well. That's pretty handy to have. Now, her killer score, she is the second Friday final girl to appear on the list. And if you'll recall, Jenny's killer score was a 3.5. However, Tina got the zombified version of Jason.
This Jason's been through some stuff.
He's not able to be put down quite as easily as putting on an old ratty sweater. So he gets a killer score of 4 and a sequel score of just 1. So Tina ends with a 10 right on the dot. Dave had mentioned about 3 final girls from Friday that he was thinking about. We had Tina, which was certainly one he had. I think he would have left off Jenny, and I'm guessing that your 3rd was from Friday 3?
Yeah. I thought 3 had a really good final girl, and that was... She took on basically like the birth of Jason. At this point, Jason is this unstoppable force. This is where the hockey mask comes.
Right.
It's in 3D, so she had all those projectiles to worry about.
Yeah, that was Chris.
Yeah. I'd have probably put her above Jenny, but I couldn't argue. Like, they'd have been like 19A and 19B pretty much.
So. Yeah, I guess, you know, we didn't want to have just a bunch. We could have done this for like the Nightmare franchise, the Friday franchise.
And the Friday the 13th franchise.
Indeed, yeah. Chris gets pretty high on the Friday franchise as well. But just having the 2, I don't think you can go wrong with the most capable of all the folks to run up against.
She's
Jason.
The first. I watched these movies growing up, and Laura Park Lincoln was the first one that was like, hell yeah. Like, I want to be her. Like, I want to be able to do that stuff. In the other movies, I kind of rooted for Jason. You knew he'd lose at the end, but, like, you're kind of cheering for him. In this one, it's like, hell yeah, Tina, you do that stuff. You give it to him.
And give it to him. She did. From Jason to Michael Myers.
Before we leave on Jason.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Technically, Tommy Jarvis maybe could have made this list.
Not, here's the thing. Yes, Tommy Jarvis could have made the list because he is a survivor, and he would have been high because
he's in four of them? Three of them at least?
He's in one as a kid, and that would have been different too, because he's in four, five, and six.
Yeah.
So he's the one that actually kills regular Jason, and then he's at the Nut House where we have the EMT faux Jason, whose killer score would have been less. And then zombie Jason, higher killer score. So that would have been interesting to, like, average all those together.
Yeah.
Like a 3, a 2.5, and a 4.
When I was doing it, like, I did keep it all ladies, but like him and the dude from Nightmare 2 came to mind.
Yes.
But that movie's so bad. Like, I hate Nightmare 2, so I left him off.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out because we're not going to bring up Friday again. Like, this is the last Friday the 13th. So I just wanted to throw out that Tommy Jarvis could have been, really, but.
Yeah, he could have been, but.
We focused on the lady parts.
That could have opened the door to people like Ash, and I just don't think we really wanted to go down that road. I mean, there's plenty of actual survivor girls to pick from that I don't think.
At least 9 more.
Definitely 9 more. And our number 9 is from a franchise just as well known as Friday the 13th. She is from the Halloween franchise, but it is not Laurie Strode. It is Jamie Lloyd, played by Danielle Harris in Halloween 4 and 5. And the terrible Curse of Michael Myers. She was played by J.C. Brandy. So we get a sequel score of 4. She was in 3 movies. Now, it didn't work out real well for her in the third one. Killer score of 4, Michael Myers. That's on the level of a Freddy, Jason. They're all right there at 4.
Plus, he's pissed after being cut out of 3.
Capability score kind of held Jamie back a little bit. And in fairness,
she's a kid.
She's a small child. Yes. So how capable can she be? So a capability score of 2.25. She does get a little bit of a bump for having, like, the psychic powers that she sort of gets in the fifth one. Now, certainly not on the level of Tina. She's not pulling buildings down on him. She's able to telepathically communicate or something.
Another interesting thing about this entry, not going to spoil it, between Danielle Harris and J.C. Brandy, but one of them is the only actress to appear on this list twice.
She is the second actress to appear on this list twice. Makeup and Rowe.
Yeah, besides her.
Yes.
I mean, in the top 15.
Right. She is the only actress to appear twice in the top 15. Mako was twice in
the top,
the first episode.
Five,
made a hell of an impact early on. But yeah, we might come back to one of those two actresses. Speaking of actresses that were somewhat difficult to quantify, this was perhaps the most sticky situation that we had. And it comes from, we've done Friday, we've done Halloween, so what's left? Nightmare on Elm Street. And the quintessential nightmare survival girl is our number 8, and that is Heather Langenkamp's Nancy from Nightmare 1 and 3.
Wow.
Now?
Wow.
Her sequel score is only 3 because Nancy was only in 2 movies. Heather Langenkamp played herself in New Nightmare.
See,
so
I
they could have.
There. I mean, that's
they're
a
different.
Fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. But she was as Heather in New Nightmare because she played Nancy.
Because,
she,
yeah, but it was not the same character.
I get it. So, I get where you're coming from. I disagree because
part,
I know something that comes higher that I would not put higher than Nancy, but. Okay.
We'll see. So sequel score of 3. The killer score is 4. She's against Freddy, who is the same score as Jason, Michael Myers. Those are the big 3. So they're all at 4. And like I said, only once did I give anything a higher score than 4. 4 is pretty much as high as it gets. Nancy's capability score, also respectable, it's a 3.75. Is she more capable than Lar Park Lincoln's Tina? No, absolutely not. So she can't be a 5. Right. Could she be a 4? Our next character is a 4. And once you find out who that is, Where do we put Nancy? Is a 3.75 fair, or do you think she should be higher?
I'd honestly put it maybe a little. That seems high to me, honestly. So, I mean, I'm not arguing that.
Okay, so the only thing you really would argue is just the sequel score.
The total place. Like, when you think Nancy, like, and you're thinking, like, oh, best Survivor girls. Like, I think Nancy is going to be one of the first ones to come to mind.
She is.
And it's not just that she's an 8. It's somebody that's above her. I would cheat and flip-flop them, even though I don't know where she is. But I know she's coming.
Yeah. She is one of the quintessential Survivor girls from one of the quintessential slasher movies. But, like I said in the first episode, we're taking the movie completely out of it. There are movies that are higher, like one spot higher, that I don't like as much as Nightmare.
I don't either.
Characters I don't like as much as Nancy or Heather Langenkamp. But when just breaking it down on the things that I looked at, and I looked at the same factors for everybody, sequel score, killer score, and capability, that's just where she graded out. Now, when we did our favorites, she was much higher because we got more feels attached to her. And you could look at Heather Langenkamp as a whole and say, I really loved the subversion where she played herself and Freddy came from being a movie and he came into the quote-unquote real world.
New Nightmare is a I damn really good like movie. New Nightmare, for me, it's tough. I really love New Nightmare. Like, yeah. I think New Nightmare is such a good, underrated movie.
And had she been in New Nightmare, that would have put her at a 4 in sequel score. Her final score would have been 11.75, which puts her in the top 5. But because I felt compelled to separate Nancy from Heather, despite the fact they're played by the same person. So that one I knew was going to be tricky. And it's probably not going to get better when I tell you the two people that are higher than Nancy. The first of which...
No, I can guess who this one is, just based on what you said.
You can guess, but I don't think it'll be right.
It's not...
No.
Oh, okay.
Our number 7...
Sarah?
It is Sarah, Shauna McDonald, Sarah from The Descent 1 and 2. So a sequel score of 3 there. The creepers from The Descent, pretty formidable. There's a lot of them. They hunt by hearing. You can't see in these caves. So a little bit like Maddie from Hush, our prospective survivors from The Descent are at a disadvantage when they're not able to see, and these creatures are very adept being in their surroundings. And Sarah gets a capability score of 4 because
she's a badass.
Not only
broken, she got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Not only is she a badass at killing creepers, she's pretty good at spelunking too. Yeah. She's got a pretty vast skill tree. So do I like The Descent 1 and 2 as much as Nightmare? Absolutely not. But a sequel score of 3, a monster score of 4, and a capability score of 4 puts her at 11.
Here's where I had an issue with this.
Okay.
I had her 7, so I had her right.
That's exactly where she's at.
But here's why I had an issue. I like to pretend The Descent 2 does not exist. The Descent 2 was one of those cash grabs. I believe it was straight to DVD. It was terrible. I wish she wouldn't have been in it, mostly because she died at the end of the first one. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Like, she's left... Well,
and she died at the end of the second one.
Well, here's where it gets tricky is that in the American theatrical release, she is a final girl. She is a survivor girl. In the original UK theatrical cut, not as peachy. So I had trouble because I didn't want to acknowledge, and I even on my list.
I only
put The Descent because I do not like to acknowledge that two exists. And technically, I don't consider her, she was the final one. But I can't really call her a survivor girl.
And if The Descent 2 did not exist, her score would be 10. So she'd be tied with Lar Park Lincoln's Tina. She'd still be in the top 10.
She'd drop 2 spots.
Yeah. Yes, she would.
So, I mean, that's fine. That's fair.
And to round out our list this week, our number 6, we've talked about subversion of horror. And probably the best person to ever do that is Wes Craven. And we've mentioned the Nightmare series already. He's got another horror franchise that is pretty well known. And this might be a little bit of a spicy take. There's a couple final girls from the Scream franchise. And our number 6 is probably the first one that comes to mind. It is Neve Campbell's Sydney Prescott from the Screams 1 through 4. She has a sequel score of 5. She was in 4 movies. a killer score of 2.75. I mean, the killers.
Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
Aunt Jackie.
There were many, so it's kind of hard to.
They were just regular average dudes them out. Aunt Jackie.
They were just regular dudes, but it wasn't just one regular dude. So I gave a little bit of, especially in the first one, to overcome two. All right, so you get a 2.75. Capability score of 3.5, which puts her not quite as capable as Nancy from Nightmare. This is one I had trouble with.
Here's where my trouble is.
Okay.
Is when you said, like, oh, there might be some controversy in here.
Yeah.
I figured it was adding the second one, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Because she teetered on my list, too.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been much lower. So I have no problem with her being on the list. Her being higher than Sydney,
Yeah.
That's where it gets iffy. That's where it gets tricky. And I mean, I know you have points to back it up.
I do.
But just when you're rattling off the top of your head, who's the survivor girl in Scream?
Exactly.
You're thinking of Sydney.
You do.
The other one is technically accurate also.
Yes.
That's the only problem I have is that this is like the who's higher than Nancy. Like, it's not necessarily that Nancy's 7. It's who's above her.
It's,
and that's where it's not necessarily that Sydney's 6. It's
no,
who's above
it's
her.
About the score. And here's the thing. Two characters, they're straddling this episode. So, like, we're going to talk a lot about somebody we're going to talk a lot about in a week. They appeared in the same amount of movies, had the same killers.
One wasn't dating a cop.
No, but it's not like Deputy Dewey wasn't there for both of them. So we're really splitting hairs here, and the only difference is a quarter of a point. It's not like Sydney's at 6 and the next one is at 2. They're really essentially the same. They went through the same ordeal. I just felt that one was more capable, if only slightly.
I just feel like it's centered on one, and
yes,
the other one kind of got involved just to be involved. Really. She didn't have to be involved.
She didn't have to be, but we can talk about her more next week. Her is... It's fucking Gale Weathers, all right? It's Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox.
If you haven't put that together yet, you haven't really seen the Scream movies, and that's okay. But we will lead off next week with Courtney Cox and the rest of our top five, and I'm sure I'm going to have some splaining to do, but to find out how I wiggle myself out of this, I'll have to come back next week. Until then,
keep it up.